Appealing on behalf of the world's migrants, the Pope said Christians should put their faith into action and give priority attention to refugees and immigrants. And echoing themes from the current Pauline year, he said St. Paul, a missionary to migrants, should inspire Christians to show solidarity with the diverse world of today's migrants, including the victims of modern forms of slavery and human trafficking. He said the Church's celebration of the annual Migrant Day should help its members live brotherly love to the full, without making any kind of distinction and without discrimination, remembering that anyone who needs us and whom we can help is our neighbour. My colleague Ema McCarthy, who works on the news desk, spoke to Father Peter Balais, International Director for Jesuit Refugee Service. Of the organisations and of his own personal concerns, as estimates show, there are more than 200 million migrants in the world, many of them driven from their homelands by war, famine, or economic necessity.
Given the current economic climate worldwide, this concern for recession, lack of money, where the first world nations are becoming increasingly inward-looking to their own concerns, are organisations such as yourselves, such as the JRS and other organisations perhaps, worried that nations will become, to a certain extent, even more insensitive to the needs of refugees?
Yes. That can be expected, but that is the case over all the last few decades. We should not forget the root causes, why people move, and why there are conflicts. Conflicts are about resources, the control of resources. Conflicts are in the poorer areas of the world where people have no perspective, or then warring factions try to control the few resources, and so on. You mentioned the economic crisis. Let me make a very provoking, perhaps for some radical statement. The world is built around capital. Capital runs the world. Capital was transferred from the poor countries through the debt crisis and mechanisms in the last decades, has impoverished the South. That financial system, which we see now in crisis. Capital is concentrated only in a few hubs of the world where the investments are happening. People are moving from rural areas to the capital cities, to the economic centers, because the world is built around capital. Capital and goods are free. It's a free market. But people are not free. Perhaps we could imagine a world where capital is more controlled and people are free. To think completely the other way around. Like, quote here, the social teaching of the Church, where the previous Pope in this Centesimus Annus was one of the few to see the problematic also of an unbridled neoliberal capitalist system. And what we have now, a more aggressive world, more refugees, more militarization, has something to do with that. If the world is driven by money and concentration of money, people have no other choice than to move where money concentrated. But perhaps we could imagine a bit more creatively a world where the money, the resources are used where they are needed, and then people will stay where they are needed, where they can live. But if all the money goes only to the north, then you're surprised that people move with the money, where people need to live. Perhaps we need a very profound rethinking of the world the way it is shaped. And this crisis could be a chance to rethink. A world which is only built around money does not work. The social teaching of the Church says the human being, and the Gaudium et Spes says, the Council, Vatican Council II, economy has to serve the people, and the world has to be built around the human beings, be it refugees, be it migrants. The human being has to be at the center. So I plead for the freedom of people and more controls on other mechanisms which have made themselves the center of the world.
That was Father Peter Balice, International Director for Jesuit Refugee Service.